Our final guests on today's show are here to preview a community yoga session this Sunday at the Whale from Rainforest Yoga, Chris Benson. She's on the board of directors. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And also Bev Ingram, who will be instructing on Sunday at the Whale. Bev, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. So this community class is going to be this Sunday, summer solstice, from 5 to 6 at the Whale, International Yoga Day. Wow. Is there going to be a cost for this class, Bev?
No, this class is free. This class is free.
All right. And what age, who should be listening right now, Bev? Who's invited to this class?
Everyone is invited. Don't have to have any experience to come. So everyone is welcome. All ages, bodies, sizes, shapes, whatever are welcome. This is our, I think it's our fifth year. I think I've lost track of doing it. I think we've done it longer than that, but at least outside. Last year it was at the Whale, and then some. We had it in front of the Slam a couple of years. And it's pretty exciting because it's the International Day of Yoga, which is amazing that the United Nations declared the International Day of Yoga on solstice. So I think that is pretty cool as a way to honor the many benefits of yoga.
Okay. Speaking of the benefits of yoga, Chris, you are on the board of directors of Rainforest Yoga. Tell us a little bit more about Rainforest and how it came to be.
Rainforest Yoga is a nonprofit, and it was formed in, I think, 2004. And it was formed by two of our teachers, one of whom is Bev, who's here today. And so it's, the management is by a volunteer board of 9 people. And people join the board because they love the studio and the studio's mission. And the mission is to foster a vital yoga community in Juneau. And the purpose is to promote spiritual growth by offering instruction in the art, science, and philosophy of yoga.
Okay. And since social or physical distancing happened, what has your studio looked like, Bev? Like this, kind of?
Yeah, I have been teaching online, I think, for, I can't believe it now, 3 months. And so this will be the first time of really gathering. So I'm excited, but also a little nervous. You know, I feel better being to come outside. I think we're going to start to try to teach some outdoor classes. There'll be another one. Tammy will be teaching Sunday mornings, I think, outside when weather permits. So we will definitely practice distancing. I guess I might have to scream. I don't know how that's going to work for people to hear.
doesn't seem very yoga. Screaming, yeah. Doesn't seem very yoga.
Well, I guess I have to use a very loud voice. I won't have a microphone. So we're just gonna, it's going to be an experiment. We'll have to see how it goes. I'm excited to gather and, you know, I've missed that connection with students. As you know, being on the computer is not quite the same, although it has been more rewarding than I imagined it would be.
All right. Chris Benson, again, you're on the board of directors for Rainforest Yoga, and you identified as a student of yoga. What is it about yoga that you appreciate, or what does it do for you?
For me, about 6 years ago, my hip was really hurting, and I found out it's arthritis, and a doctor had said, well, pretty soon you'll need a hip replacement, but I just started doing more yoga, and you know, there's a couple positions I can't do, but I attribute yoga to my having put off that hip replacement because my hip is better now and I can hike. And so that's one thing. And then the other is, especially right now, I have to say that Bev's Monday night class is so important to me because it kind of grounds me. You know, with COVID, I think everything is difficult and stressful, and her class just helps me sort of relax a little bit and take care of myself.
Okay. I'm not sure I've seen these words associated with yoga before. The art, science, maybe I've, you know, heard about the philosophy of yoga. But Bev, when you think about the art and the science of yoga, how do you like to describe that to people?
Yeah, that's a good question. Art and science, I think, because it is based on science, and it's really sort of fun because modern neuroscience now is sort of proving the ancient yogis, like with the breath, to be valid. Things that we've practiced in yoga for a long time is now in neuroscience saying, yes, you need to lengthen your exhale to be calm, that breathing through your nose, long, slow, steady breaths will help calm your nervous system and allow you to sleep better and develop better resilience. And so these are all benefits of yoga that we've known about, but I guess science, the philosophy of yoga, has been around for a long time. And I think there must be a reason for it to sustain itself as a practice over 3,000 years or how many years, that there's something to it. And for me, I think a big part of that's connection. And it's a connection, when you think of yoga, as to yoke, to bring the body, the mind, the spirit as one, which also alludes there's been separation. Like we feel fragmented and separated a lot of the time. And yoga helps to bring that connection back to ourselves, and not only ourselves, but to others. And so there's a bigger connection as well.
All right. Speaking of connections, this Sunday, Chris, are you going to be attending on Sunday?
Yes, of course.
Will you share the details and the time and the location again with our listeners, please?
Yes, it's a solstice celebratory class on Sunday, June 21st. It's from 5 to 6 p.m. at Bill Overstreet Park, which is the whale sculpture. And it is weather dependent. And if it is raining, then what you can do is attend Bev's Monday night class, which is online. And that Monday night class starts at 5:30 and goes till 7. And if you, for the whale, you can just come if the weather's good. For the class, if you email us at info@rainforestyoga.org, or if you go to our website, you can pre-register. And that way you can get the link for the online class.
All right. And what was your website again?
The website is www.rainforestyoga.org.
Okay. Otherwise, just show up this Sunday, June 21st, summer solstice, 5 to 6 at the Whale for a free community yoga class with Bev Ingram. Okay. How are we going to know, Bev, if the weather is too rainy to show up? What's going to be the tipping point?
Yeah, it's tricky, right? But if it's raining, don't come. If it's windy, yes. You know, but rain, I will. And who knows? You know, in the valley, it might be raining. It might be raining downtown. But I think it's going to be clear, and it'll be clear decision made. But you know, the good news is, even if you don't come Sunday, you could still come Monday and get two classes. Or if you don't make it Sunday, you can come Monday, because Monday will happen no matter what. And it's always Rainforest Yoga is always a pay-as-you-can policy. So even this class will be free. The solstice class will be free. But any class that you wish to attend, we don't want money to be the detriment to your being able to attend. So.
All right, you two, we are completely out of time, but thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you this Sunday, June 21st, from 5 to 6 at the Whale. What's the website once more, Chris?
Rainforestyoga.org.
All right, and we'll see you Sunday. Thanks, you two.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.